Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Trump on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President by psychiatrist and psychoanalyst Justin A. Frank, is a provocative attempt to interpret Donald J. Trump through a clinical lens for a general audience. Written during the Trump presidency, the book argues that a president's personality can shape governance as powerfully as policy knowledge or experience. Frank, known for earlier public psychoanalytic commentary, frames Trump as a case study in character structure, emotional regulation, and interpersonal dynamics, then connects those traits to public behavior, messaging, and leadership style. Rather than offering a conventional political history, the book focuses on patterns visible in speeches, interviews, social media posts, and long-standing biographical narratives. It also raises ethical and civic questions about mental health discourse in the public sphere, including what can and cannot be responsibly inferred without a direct clinical evaluation. Readers interested in political psychology, media-driven leadership, and the psychological dimensions of democratic risk will find the book's approach intentionally urgent and controversial. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a psychoanalytic portrait. Built from public behavior, a central topic is the method Frank uses, constructing a psychological portrait from widely available public material rather than private therapeutic sessions. He treats Trump's public communication style, interpersonal conflicts, and repeated narrative themes as behavioral data points. The book aims to show how consistent patterns, not isolated incidents, can indicate enduring personality dynamics. This approach is inherently contested, and the book implicitly asks readers to consider the boundary between clinical reasoning and cultural criticism. Frank emphasizes traits that appear stable across contexts, such as an intense need for attention, sensitivity to perceived slights, and a tendency to personalize institutional conflict. He links these patterns to how Trump frames reality, uses language, and responds to opposition. The topic also includes how psychoanalytic concepts are translated for lay readers, using accessible descriptions of defenses, impulses, and emotional needs. Importantly, the book positions its analysis as relevant to governance because a president's temperament influences decision-making under stress, handling of advisors, tolerance for complexity, and response to criticism. By focusing on recurring behaviors rather than partisan policy disputes, the book tries to explain why certain public actions repeat and escalate, and why conventional political incentives may not fully predict them. Secondly, narcissism, self-image, and the mechanics of attention, another key topic, is the role of narcissistic dynamics in the construction and protection of self-image. Frank argues that Trump's public persona appears organized around constant validation, with attention functioning as a kind of emotional fuel. In this view, praise is not merely enjoyable but psychologically stabilizing, while criticism is experienced as a threat that must be countered immediately. The book connects this dynamic to communication strategies that keep the spotlight fixed on the leader, dominating news cycles, reframing events around personal victory or betrayal, and escalating conflict to maintain centrality. It also explores how grandiosity and fragility can coexist, producing dramatic swings between boastfulness and rage. Frank interprets this as more than a rhetorical style, suggesting it shapes relationships with allies and opponents alike. Loyalty becomes highly prized because it supports the self-narrative, while dissent is treated as personal disloyalty rather than normal institutional disagreement. This topic also addresses how such a personality structure may affect decision-making, including prioritizing optics over substance, reacting to immediate emotional cues, and seeking triumphs that can be publicly claimed. The analysis invites readers to consider how modern media environments reward attention-seeking behavior, potentially amplifying psychological vulnerabilities into political power. Thirdly, impulse, aggression, and reality testing. Under pressure, Frank devotes significant attention to impulse control and aggressive response patterns, arguing that they can become especially consequential when combined with executive authority. The topic centers on how anger, retaliation, and immediate gratification can override deliberation. In the book's framework, provocative statements and sudden shifts are not just tactical, but reflect a low threshold for frustration and a preference for acting first, then justifying later. Frank also discusses the idea of reality testing, the capacity to distinguish wishes and narratives from external constraints and facts. He suggests that when a leader treats personal belief as sufficient evidence, the result can be unstable messaging, contradictory claims, and a readiness to attack institutions that challenge the preferred story. This topic connects psychological defenses to political behavior. Denial, projection, and scapegoating become ways to manage anxiety and preserve a self-flattering picture. The book also considers the reinforcing loop created by crowds, media, and loyalists, where applause rewards aggression and makes self-correction less likely. The broader implication is civic. A leader's impulsivity can strain alliances, erode trust and expertise, and turn governance into a cycle of conflict and reaction. Frank frames these patterns as risks that escalate in crises, when stress and uncertainty intensify the need for simple enemies and quick wins. Fourthly, relationships, loyalty, and the use of others as extensions of self. A further topic is how Trump's relationships are portrayed as instrumental, with people evaluated by their usefulness in maintaining status, admiration, and control. Frank examines recurring public episodes involving aides, rivals, journalists, and institutional leaders, reading them as demonstrations of a relational style that prefers dominance and loyalty over collaboration and mutual influence. The book argues that when others are treated primarily as supporters or threats, governance becomes personalized. Policy and administration are filtered through the leader's emotional alliances. This framework helps explain high turnover, public humiliations, and abrupt reversals in praise and condemnation. Frank interprets these patterns through psychoanalytic ideas about splitting, where individuals are seen as all good or all bad depending on whether they supply affirmation. The topic also explores the emotional economy of dependency. A leader may demand constant loyalty while resisting vulnerability, which can create brittle coalitions and encourage flattery rather than honest advice. In this account, institutions become stages for interpersonal drama, and the leader's sense of grievance can become a driving force in public conflict. Readers are encouraged to think about how a president's relational style influences cabinet function, crisis response, and the integrity of information flows. If advisors learn that bad news triggers punishment, the quality of decision input can deteriorate, raising the stakes of personality and leadership. Lastly, ethics, public diagnosis, and what citizens can infer responsibly, the book also foregrounds the ethical controversy of analyzing a public figure's mental state without direct examination. Frank's approach sits near debates often associated with professional standards and public commentary, and the topic addresses what kind of claims can be responsibly made from observation alone. The book argues for the civic importance of discussing psychological fitness when the consequences affect national and global well-being. At the same time, it highlights the risks of stigmatizing mental illness, oversimplifying complex behavior, and weaponizing diagnosis for partisan ends. This topic helps readers separate psychological description from medical certainty. Patterns can be recognized and discussed without asserting a definitive clinical diagnosis. Frank's work invites a broader discussion of psychological literacy for voters, journalists, and institutions, suggesting that understanding defenses, manipulation, and emotional needs can help citizens interpret messaging and propaganda. The topic also touches on how democratic systems can be stress-tested by leaders who exploit division, demand loyalty, and undermine shared reality. Rather than presenting psychology as a substitute for political analysis, the book positions it as an additional tool for evaluating leadership. The takeaway is practical. Readers can learn to notice recurring cues in language and behavior, ask better questions about accountability, and understand how emotional dynamics interact with media incentives to shape public life. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand political behavior through psychology, including voters, journalists, educators, and anyone curious about how personality can drive leadership outcomes. It will also interest mental health professionals and students who want to see psychoanalytic concepts applied to a high-visibility public figure, even if they ultimately disagree with the conclusions. The primary benefit is a sharpened ability to interpret recurring patterns in communication, conflict, and decision-making. By focusing on emotional needs, defenses, and relationship dynamics, the book encourages readers to look beyond daily headlines and ask what motivates repeated cycles of escalation, grievance, and attention-seeking. That perspective can help readers become less manipulable by spectacle and more attentive to institutional safeguards. Compared with many political books that catalog events or debate policies, Frank offers a distinct angle, a structured, clinically informed narrative about temperament and its consequences. Whether one accepts his analysis or not, the book provides a framework for thinking about leadership as an interaction between personal psychology and media incentives. That distinctive lens, and the urgency with which it links character to civic risk, makes it worth buying alongside standard political histories and investigative accounts. If you would like to support Justin A. Frank, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.